Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chats. I tell you, we're enjoying the presence of the Lord God Almighty. How are you doing today, there?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, I have to say something.
Go ahead.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you,
too. We're married today 54 years. Isn't that something?
Yes.
That's a big number. Praise the Lord.
That's an accomplishment these days. Yeah,
in these days, it is an accomplishment. The thing is that it doesn't seem like that. It seemed like about 10 years.
Oh,
you like that?
I like that.
Okay. I mean, it does.
But
I
mean, it's better than saying, oh, my goodness, seems like an eternity. I mean, that would be a complaint. But you seem happy. We are.
I'm happy. We just do what we do. I met her 56 years ago.
Yeah.
And actually in June.
That's true.
At the Legion Park swimming pool.
I was in high school.
In your hometown of Houma, Louisiana. Yeah.
Summer break. I was in high school about to go into the 10th grade. Just a baby.
Just a baby.
And
sophomore.
You had graduated from high school.
So I just graduated.
We're 3 years apart.
Yeah. And it was just such a blessing. Well, happy anniversary.
Now, thank you.
We're taping this the day before.
Yes.
But June the 6th, you know, the reason why it's so easy to remember mine, that's the day they stormed Normandy Beach.
He loves to say that.
World War II.
It's D-Day.
A date that will live in infamy. You know, that
kind of. So we also
December 7th.
Of those, and don't say that jokingly, because we do honor all those that have died for our country.
Oh,
all
God.
The veterans that work, that served.
You know, I need to go. I always wanted to go to Normandy.
They call that the greatest generation.
Yeah, we're the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. They were kids 17 that lied to get in the army and fought to save this country.
Amen.
It was a blessing. And then on June the 6th, the girls were called June brides. Most girls back then, they graduated usually May 31st, and then the next week would have been June the 6th.
From high school, they were called June brides. Babies.
And they all got married at 17, 18 years old. That's
a lot
the way.
Of them did.
Well, that's
I did.
Changed now, yeah. And but that's
just
the way
it is. You know, I often say, you know, because God's blessed us, but we both didn't have anything. You know, I didn't marry you for your money.
I had no money.
But he married me for my money because we went to our honeymoon room with my $300.
She had $300. And she stole that, but other than
that. No, I didn't. I worked. I've always worked. Yeah, I always had a job.
Yeah, but it didn't take long for me to fill up the coffers. I tell you what, I'm a hard worker.
It took a little while.
Yeah, it did a while, you know. But we didn't care. We were just two adventurers in life, you know. And been like that, never thinking we'd ever be in ministry.
Yeah.
Good.
And do you remember when we would had so many wonderful anniversary celebrations over the years? Many years we just did what we could. We celebrated whenever we could because you were usually traveling.
I've traveled all the time. We always put, after we got born again, I'm not bragging about that, we put God first no matter what.
We still do. Yeah, it was true.
Still do.
But I remember we met our friends, Carolyn and Leroy Thompson, found out that their anniversary was on the 5th, which
June
is the
5th.
Day before ours. And so we just met up with them somehow, and they were celebrating their anniversary that day. And they said, well, no, we don't usually do anything either. But then we started doing something together as two couples.
Together.
We did that for like a 10-year period.
Maybe longer than that. I tell you, Leroy and Carolyn, it's just very special
but
friends.
You learned some things from Brother Leroy.
Yes, he did. Leroy taught me.
He's tried to teach you. You're a slow learner sometimes.
I am sometimes. When it comes to affection, my love language is I give her something. You know, I'd say, hey, you know, it might be a piece of jewelry. I don't know, clothes, whatever she likes.
And if you've been following us for a while, you know he has a hard time saying I love you to
me. Oh, God. You know, in fact, Kathy got mad at me one time not too long ago.
I guess maybe five years.
Yeah. And she said, do you ever tell God you love him? I said, he knows. For God's sake, you know. But Leroy... And I hope he watches this boardroom chat. Leroy did something like the blew my socks off. We went all together. Remember him and Carolyn's is June the 5th, me and Kathy June the 6th. Now we married 1 year longer than Carolyn and Leroy. And but anyway, to make a long story short, it was June the 5th. I can't remember now which one it was. And he said, I want to make a toast to Carolyn, you know.
I think we had gone to Florida or somewhere
something
together.
So he picks his glass up like this, you know. So all of us do, you know how you do it. And he goes, Carl.
We had a glass of water.
Yeah, a glass of water. That's what it was.
Soft drink, iced tea, or whatever.
He touched each other's glass. Carlin.
Carolyn.
And then he said, I love you and just appreciate you. And you're such
a... He went on for like 5 minutes talking about how wonderful Carolyn was. And I thought, isn't that nice? Nobody's ever done that before.
And everybody looking at me and I thought... He done lost his ever-loving mind. The man, he's mushy. What are you doing, man? Suck it up, Leroy. Got to be a man. And he said, I couldn't get over it. And he said, now, tomorrow, he said, you got to get your speech ready at the Cathy tomorrow. I said, oh, no. I don't do that kind of stuff. And I mean, it was the hardest thing. He began to teach me. So, Carolyn and Leroy, thank you. I'm doing a lot, but I'm not where I should be. Right? But I'm not where I was.
That's difficult in front of people, but you and I have a great relationship privately.
Yeah.
But that's private. That's how we just look at it a little differently.
Yeah.
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 And
she'll throw me under the bus every once in a while, you know, right in front of everybody.
Well, you've told the world, talk about how Leroy told you to get your speech ready.
Get your speech ready, yeah.
And you shaking in your boots. He says, I can't believe this. He says, you speak in front of thousands of people, say all kind of things. You tell people you love them, but when it comes down to your
wife,
it's
different. You know what I mean? It's just different.
I don't understand why.
I don't know neither.
But I'm giving him grace and mercy.
But the older I get,
as I do know, he loves me, because his love language, he says, like, it is giving. But, you know,
it's
I think
this one blessed woman.
No, and I think it's good to be bilingual.
I gotta
when it
ask
comes
her
to a love language.
I gotta ask her the question.
You're not listening. That was
I
a good
heard
line.
It. It was a good
bilingual.
Line. Yes, I gotta ask her the question.
Multiple.
I'm gonna show you how good my love language is.
Okay.
What do you don't have?
I don't have a husband that tells me
oh,
I love
God,
you.
Oh God! Now listen to this. That you got to give me a shot.
But I know you do, and I think you just need to work on that. And I'm being patient.
Well, I only told my mother. I don't know. We're getting into history real quick, but we're getting our lesson. My mom went home to be with the Lord in 1982. On Easter Sunday, I only hugged my mother once.
Don't you regret that?
Yes,
I'll
I do.
Say.
I was 5 or 6 years old, and I remember my grandfather going. And I just backed away. But his generation said, man, you take care of that woman, you know, blah, blah, this, that. Boy, that's weakness. You understand? You don't do that. So I grew up with suppressing feelings. You see what I'm saying?
A lot of people have a problem. And it's not just men, because when we've talked about this and with different
you
people,
have some women?
That, well, there have men that have women that have told us, it's, you know, I kind of grew up the same way. So it does reflect how you were raised, whether you were influenced by a grandparent or a parent.
Yeah.
So that just reminds
me.
I'm
not blaming them. I'm just saying
no,
that's the way they were raised.
It should give us a good pause to think how important it is to teach our children how to love each other, how to express love. And you did that with Jody. You just she knows how to. You and her have a really close relationship. Y'all hug all the time.
Oh yeah.
And so it didn't carry on to our generation.
I think I got to give the credit to you because you know. Cathy family, Lord, they mush it. They kiss you so much, they got spit running down your cheek. You got to do
that. Say
Jesus.
That with a smile. That frown he puts on his face.
In fact, I tell you, this is a true story, and this is crazy.
They don't Kathy need to hear all our true stories.
Kathy had five. Kathy's family consisted of 5 girls and 1 boy. Her brother, who's in heaven now, Daryl, one of the finest men you'll ever want to meet in your life. Just a blessing of God. I really like Daryl. In fact, I'm the one that introduced his wife to him. It's amazing how that all goes together. Yeah. But anyway, we always went to Irene's house, that's Kathy's mother, on Christmas Eve. And I don't even know how we ever fit in there. All these kids and everything.
Because it kept growing.
It just kept growing. And
they
had girlfriends
people.
In bar. They'd bring them in. Well, we have a nice time. So anyway, Daryl was sitting on the couch with his son, David. Now, David's a full-grown man. I mean, my God, Lord. And he had his arm around David, I guess. You know, on the couch. You know, this is his son. I'm not sure how dumb I was. I go walking, I thought. And I leaned over the couch and said, what's the matter with your brother? She said, what? What's the matter with your brother? I said, he's hugging his boy. He's going to change that boy into something weird, man. You can't do that kind of stuff. She said, you done lost your ever-loving mind. That's his son. You know, but you see, we weren't allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. We shook hands. You see? I'll never forget when I first got born again, it blew my socks off. I went to a church, Terrebonne Full Gospel Temple, I'll never forget it. Walked into the foyer, and they were so glad, I guess, to see visitors or something. I don't know what it was. Come walking like that. And they walked up and they hugged Kathy. You know how you're doing to go to church. And that's nice.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this guy turned around and hugged me. And when he did, boom, I caught his hand, pushed him up. And I said, you don't do that. Kathy said, you done lost your mind, man. They're just trying to be nice. And it ain't happening. That's how dumb I was, you know. But I had to learn, you know. God had to teach me, and he used Kathy, but he really used Leroy Thompson and Carolyn.
He's used a lot of people over the years, or at least he's And you have grown.
I have grown. I mean, I hug people now. It's a blessing.
And you're really a very kind and loving and generous person.
I am, but
the expressing of it has been a challenge. Remember when that cruise with John Hagee?
Oh, God. John Hagee, man, he brings me up in front of everybody.
Yeah, we went on these cruises together.
John Hagee, our partners and we're very good friends. And Diane, we get along. When we get together, we have a great time.
Yeah.
Well, he's introducing me, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Well, and we did the whole cruise, and it was a success. We filled up the whole boat. This is a big boat.
Ship.
A ship, whatever you call it. I mean, and I'm telling you, man, so we just took it over, you know, with partners and people. My partner's his partner. Uh-huh. Well, this is the last service. And he comes, and he said, Jesse, come on up here. He was going to speak the last service. And he said, man, I want to thank you, you know, for coming on this cruise with me and his family and everything like that. And I thought he was going to hug me. And so when he hugged me, he kissed me on the cheek, and I went, I've never had a man kiss me.
Well, the Bible talks about greet the brethren with the holy kiss.
That's what he said.
And that's what he said to
me. And
him.
You were losing it. You thought I was a great guy. He went,
loved it.
Do it again, John. You know, and but I had to learn.
The Apostle John, he was the youngest of the 12.
Yeah.
And he was known as the John the Beloved, and at the Last Supper they have talk about how he put his head on Jesus' chest. That's as close.
I could never do that. You know, and I mean, but that's affection. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm doing a lot better.
Yes,
I swear to God.
Yes, you are.
I am.
But and you remember the anniversary now more than I do.
So I want to say, if Leroy, you watching this, or anybody that goes to Leroy and Carolyn Church, tell them what we're talking about. Leroy Thompson helped me.
Yeah.
More on that than anybody.
And I'm expecting a speech.
Oh, God. So I talked to him the other day, and you know what he said?
We're getting together on Friday.
Yeah, we're getting together. He said, got your speech ready? I said, oh, God. That Leroy, he's but I tell you what, he was right, you know. And I appreciate it, but I just wasn't used to someone saying that in public.
Right.
You know, you might say that to a baby.
Oh, no, it was beautiful, though.
But it was great. It really was.
Mother of my children. Oh, it's precious.
I mean, Leroy had the most perfect speech, and Carolyn just loved it. You know what I'm saying? And she should. That's not the issue. Me, the next day, I was like, blah, slow. You know, I couldn't get it. Ever seen that movie, Happy
Real
Days? I was like the Fonz. Blah. You know, I just couldn't.
But it was genuine, the little that you did say.
Yeah,
it was from your heart.
I'm glad that you accepted it, because it wasn't very much. You know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I want to tell you, though.
I do better, but what's that?
I have something I want to tell you.
You going to tell me something?
Yeah,
what?
I love you.
That's good.
You failed the test.
No, I failed it. I love you, too. I love you,
too. No. Look in the eyes. You got to see.
Always. See, Kathy, she's like,
you can't just say, I love you, looking off in the distance. You got to look at me right
in the
eyes.
You ever seen that movie by that crazy skunk, and he loves
don't.
Yeah, he goes, Morticia.
He called me Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. That's Kathy, man. And, I love you, too.
Okay.
I feel trembling inside. This is the craziest thing.
But it's real, folks.
Let's get into the word.
Let's do that.
Anyway, happy anniversary, Kathy.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you,
Thank you.
Jesse.
Praise the Lord.
And thank y'all for listening to
all this stuff. I apologize if we went too long on that stuff. Mm-hmm. Go with me to the book of Galatians real quickly. We're going to kind of go in and out on this anniversary thing. Because, you know, when you get married, you form a relationship, dating, and then you form a fellowship is when you say those vows before God and man. That's why God said, what I put together, let no man put asunder. Mm-hmm. See, because that's a very serious thing. Now, so what happens is, in your marriage, as you stay married long, you develop a heritage going out, and all of a sudden your kids say, boy, mom and dad, they had the greatest marriage. And they may not even be here now, they may be in heaven, or the grandkids and stuff. I want to talk about heritage today. And I felt that in the spirit a while ago, and I want to go to the book of Galatians chapter 3, Paul writing to the church at Galatia. Now, everyone knows, but we say it so lightly that I don't think we understand when we say we're the seed of Abraham, or what that meant, and what Abraham had to do to become that seed,
right, and
to sustain that seed so that Jesse the Planet and Kathy the Planet would have an opportunity to come boldly through the throne of grace, because it was done through Abraham. We were considered trash.
Through the generations.
We were Gentiles. you know, we
Gentile just means without God.
Without really. God. That's, but back in that day. But I want to read Galatians chapter 3. And look what God says.
What verse?
In verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God. That's the central thing to have a heritage. You got to have belief in something. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Or not, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith. I'm going to ask the question. Look at me. Are you of faith?
Yes.
Are you of faith? Okay. No, he says, no, it didn't say believe. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And verse 8 says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, that's me,
was you.
Then through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now, verse 9, I love it. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So if our father of faith is Abraham and he was faithful, then I must be faithful. Faithful to you in marriage.
Right.
Faithful to God in my salvation.
Right.
Faithful to God in my giving to his work. Faithful in to obey instead
his
of
word.
Just sacrifice.
Right.
And the different things. And that's heritage. So that people will say, that's a good Christian man. Or that's a good Christian woman. But it's more than that, see. It's saying, wait a minute here. This ties back to thousands of years back. See, that's why I don't understand how anybody could hate the Jewish people. Because you can't have Christianity without Judaism. I learned that from John Hagee way back many
right.
years when I heard him say that. Because Judaism is the foundation of Christianity.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, all the Jews do to do everything right? No, but neither do you. I don't know of any nation that's done everything right, for God's sake, you see. Only person I knew that did everything right all the time was Jesus Christ, and he was Jewish. Now, you think about that, you see. And then when God created the church and instituted the church, he put faith in there. Now, see, the church is a family. This church, your church should have a heritage. I heard a child say this, and I never forgot it, probably 20 years ago, maybe longer than that. They full grown now. I come walking out of the speaker room. This is many years. I never forgot it. And this little boy, this little girl was looking up at her mom, and I heard she say this, Mommy, is this church paid off? Why would a child say that? And the mother looked at her and said, yes, Brother Jess, Sister Kathy, they built it debt-free. And then she said this, well, then we don't ever have to pay it off. It's our church forever. And I caught that. And that child was picking up something that was a very spiritual thing. Yes, because how do you leave family? Because you see, the church is family. That's why, and I love this social media. I think it's one of the greatest things. But you should, that doesn't take the place of you coming to church. The Bible says, forsake not the assemblings of yourselves. Because when you do come to church, you will receive faith from people you don't even know. You know, you become a corporate unit, a corporate faith, as we say. And God imputed to Abraham righteousness because, you know, this is all before the law and all these different things, I'm saying. But God knew he would believe. Now, he had to do some really strong thing. God said, leave your family and go to a place I will show thee. Didn't even tell him where he was going. Started walking in the desert and Sarah, follow me and here we go. Think about that for a second. But God knew he would believe. Of course, the offering up of Isaac, and the angel stopped him. That man had some faith, but he went through some terrible trials to learn to develop that faith. And it wasn't God just trying to beat him up, but the devil doing everything he can to stop this heritage of the seed of Abraham. And all nations would be blessed through this man. Isn't that an amazing thing? And that when you understand that, you'll understand verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Now, that's talking to you if you're not Jewish in biologically. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Mm.
I am very proud of my heritage being called the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
I am. What do you think about what I'm saying today?
I love that. And I was, while you were teaching on the reading it, I was looking at different translations of mm-hmm. this, and I realized that this whole, I know you started in verse 6, but verse 5 really connects the whole phrase that you just, portion that you
all right, read verse
put,
five.
Because of what you just read went all the way through verse 14.
Something to drink here. You go ahead.
That's a lot of click.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's through verse 14, because he talked about the promise of the Spirit through faith. Are you listening?
I'm listening, girl. I can do two things at one time. Your husband has brilliant mind.
Can you listen?
He that does not tooteth his own horn, it don't get tooteth. But anyway, go ahead.
But verse 5, I don't know if I should read in the King James or the Amplified, but you were reading the
King
James.
Would you like me to make a decision for you?
No, I've got that.
Okay.
But verse 5 is where it really begins, because he's talking to them, you know, and he says, He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Yeah.
That is a powerful verse of Scripture, because you ended that whole section in verse 14 about the Spirit.
Now, what translation was that?
This was the King James. Let me read it to you in the Amplified, because it's actually the Amplified was good, but the NLT was even better, I think.
Well, go ahead. Read one of them.
I read so many. I'm not sure which one I want to. It says, verse 5 says, then does he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit and works powerfully and miraculously among you do so on the grounds of your doing what the law demands, or because of your believing in and adhering to and trusting in and relying on the message that you heard?
So, well, I rely on the message I heard.
I think the New Living is more clear, because sometimes the Amplified gets too wordy and it throws your head in a different direction. So if the New Living Translation of Galatians chapter 3, verse 5 says, I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It's because you believe the message you heard about Christ. In the same way, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith.
What a blessing. Do you understand why we call ourselves Word of Faith?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking about a denomination, inner denomination or whatever, you know.
Right.
It's a lifestyle. It's saying, man, I'm part of something.
And, you know, our connection to Abraham is a faith connection. We may not be blood relatives of Abraham, but God considers us his children when we believe by faith. Because it says in verse 7, the real children of Abraham then are those who put their faith in God. What's more, the Scriptures looked forward to this time when God would make the Gentiles right in his sight because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, all nations will be blessed through you. Verse 9 says, so all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. So this faith connector is so very important.
I said this years ago, faith is the thread of the fabric of God's clothes. Yeah. You see this shirt, it's made up of threads. It was once on just a spool of thread. And then they begin to put it together and make it a garment. But it still didn't have life in it till I got in it.
That's right.
Or same thing with your clothes or what you're wearing. See, it doesn't make any difference. And that's what I'm saying. You got to understand, when I say, I don't think of myself as a Gentile, a person without God.
Right.
I think of myself as the seed of Abraham, a person with promise.
Right.
Ooh, Lord, not compromise.
We have a great heritage.
Abraham
began it. See, Adam and Eve rejected God and disobeyed him. And God was looking for someone else that he could reestablish his covenant of blessing in the earth, because that was always God's plan.
Yeah.
So he found a man named Abraham who left everything.
And Noah too. He did Noah too.
Noah was there, and then they drifted away again.
And they drifted, that's right.
But then he found Abraham. And what's so important about Abraham, who was of the lineage, they can trace it back. The Bible traces it all the way up back to Adam. So that lineage I think Abraham's family traced back to Seth or whatever. Anyway, it's so important to realize that God chose this to establish the pure bloodline in the earth of mankind all the way to Jesus, from Adam all the way to Jesus. And the New Testament clearly places that. But that was Jesus' bloodline on his mother's side, but his father's side was God himself.
Right. Well, you got to understand, heritage gives you what I call a solid foundation.
Right.
Jody said something to Kathy not too long. She said, boy, Mama, you got the right one. Talking about me, I guess, whatever. You know, because Jody's never known anything else than me and you being married. You know, she's seen us arguing and all that kind of stuff. That's called family. That's just common sense. But, I mean, that's all she ever saw and all she'll ever see. You understand? Until Jesus come or one of us go by the way of the grave. I don't know. I just leave that all in the capable hands of
God. Did she ever tell you that you got the right one?
What's that? Did she what? What did she say?
You said that Jody told you that I got the right one. Did he tell you that you got? Maybe so, I had something to do with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get what you're saying. We both got along well. Well, you were saying that Jody
said that. Mama, you got the right one.
What about me? Did you get the right one? Oh, what about you?
Come on,
let's make it real.
Well, no, I was talking about what Jody said, not what I said.
But did Jody ever
make it
tell
real,
you?
Folks.
Did Jody ever tell you that you got the right one too?
No.
That Mama was good.
No.
That I was a good catch.
Well, you got to understand, you were the disciplinarian, and I wasn't, you know. And
maybe you just remember those things about
maybe
you.
Maybe so. It's very possible. I don't know. I don't know. But all I know is she says,
worked regardless.
It worked. And it's so wonderful to know, to have what I call a history.
A heritage.
A heritage. Mm-hmm. And watch this. So the same thing Abraham had. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to make somebody mad.
Why say
now,
it then?
Because it's scriptural. And Abraham was very rich.
Oh, yeah.
In cattle, silver and gold. Those are physical things. Yeah. Now, I'm going to say something that somebody's going to get mad about. You should be very rich in cattle, silver and gold, or in what I call physical substance. Now, if you know somebody, Abraham, he didn't fall in love with the stuff at all. You don't fall in love with money. You don't fall in love with things. See what I'm saying? But you should have what God says you should have. That's why God said, I'll bless you in the city, in the field, going in and going out. Now, think about that. See what I'm saying? And when you understand that, you should be. In other words, you should be debt-free. And if you want to buy somebody's house, you ought to be able to have the money to do so, buy a home for someone, if you want to. I mean, you don't have to. Don't feel bad if you don't. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is the church world has preached poverty and have ingrained it so much that they even tried to put it in Jesus, but it wouldn't fit. It couldn't fit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because, you know, Jesus never had a financial deficit.
That's right.
And every which way, shape, and form. And the only time he ever got hungry because when he chose to be, and that was during the fast.
During the wilderness.
Yeah, because he chose to be.
And he went in there of his own choice.
That's correct.
That was his plan.
Well,
just to
say,
show
he was led
the devil
by the Spirit.
That he couldn't.
He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
Exactly.
Holy Spirit. And
he,
oh, yeah.
And
to
he went
prove
in full,
something.
He went in full of the Spirit, and he left full of the Spirit.
That's right.
You know, I want to read Genesis chapter 12, because we're referring to what Abraham said, God's calling to Abraham.
Before you read, let me just say this. I want you to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. That's why I talk about prosperity. That's your heritage. Don't let nobody talk you out of your heritage. Heritage. You hear me say this, that the anointing increases on me? People give to my ministry, also give to me. I don't say, would you help? No, I say, if you want to be a partner, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But I wish you would, because 100% is going into world evangelism. Just that simple, you see? But that's your heritage, and I don't want you missing out.
Amen.
Read that
because
heritage,
Kathy. You're part of Abraham's family of faith. When you believe God by faith, that's how that's part of God's family. And the same blessing that God wanted for Abraham, he wants for all of his children.
And it's not about stuff.
Well,
that's the byproduct of it.
It's about stuff, too.
Well, no, it's not. It's the byproduct of
it. Let me read you about the stuff.
Yeah, we read it, but
Genesis,
I know you're going to have the stuff.
Chapter 12, verse 2.
It's not all about the stuff. There you
go.
Now we're talking.
But people exclude it. And you know, that it's not important. But it was important to God because he knows we live in this kind of economic world.
Right.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. This is the Amplified Bible. And he's talking about Abraham. He says, and I will make you of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing. And I like this brackets here, dispensing good to others. So we are blessed to be a blessing, to show,
The reason why I'm blessed and the reason why you have things, it's not because of the stuff, it's the byproduct of it. No, it's an automatic. It's an automatic. If you do this, God's going to do that. That's what I was meaning by that.
And God can rely upon.
And you can rely on God's word, buddy. I mean, you can't.
Heaven and earth will pass away, he says, but my words will never pass away.
That's correct.
That's a good promise.
So you see what I'm saying? So what I'm talking about is, I don't mind what kind of house you live in. I hope you live in the biggest one, the prettiest one. I don't have a problem with that. You're not going to make me jealous.
Give glory to God.
Even when I didn't have nothing. Remember, according to Kathy, I didn't have nothing when she married me.
He married me for my money.
She had no money.
My
$300. They were broke as a junkie.
But I've...
I fed this kid.
That's our joke. It's always been ours.
I fed her and her sisters many times.
You sure did.
And the reason why I didn't have no money to get married, because they ate it all up.
you paid a lot of things, but I helped.
Yes, you did. You still do. We still do. You know, we just, you know, we're a unit here. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff.
A unit.
A unit, yeah. Praying. Heritage.
We're a team.
A team. Heritage. You see what I'm saying? Heritage.
Heritage.
I want you to have these things. You deserve things. Faith is of the things, all sufficiency in all things. That's 2 Corinthians. You need that. Why? Well, you might want to be a blessing to your children. Bible said a good man leave an inheritance for his children's children. Wait, you can't leave nothing if you don't have something.
You can be a blessing to your church. You can be a blessing to the Word of God. People, I love being a part of helping the gospel going out through not just our ministry, but other ministries. Our ministry are givers as well.
That's right.
I want to read a testimony.
Or read a couple of testimonies because
we're
running
into
out of time.
It kind of long. This one, you know, this goes out all over the world, and our ministry is translated in other languages. This one was sent to us from Diana, and it actually was translated from Italian.
From Italiano.
It says, I'm very happy with your prosperity, and I also want to make my dreams come true. Thank you for your precious teaching. God bless you, Jesse and Kathy, and the anointing of your ministry multiplies my finances. Glory to God.
Blessing.
Isn't that great?
Can you read that in Italian?
It's in English right here.
I know, but can you read it in Italian?
Can you?
I am very happy with your prosperity. And I also want to make a dream come true. Thank you for your presence of preaching. I got to bless you, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy. And the anointing of your ministry multiplies my finances. Glory to God. Got to do this.
That's very good Italian. I didn't know you spoke Italian.
Oh, yes. Praise.
You know, remember we went to a church somewhere, I forget where it was.
Yes.
And they renamed, because the pastor was Italian.
That's in New York.
In New York, that's right. And they renamed your last name to Duplantisa.
Duplantai.
Duplantisa.
Duplanta. You know, like,
Duplanta.
You know, like Londini.
Duplantini. That's what it was.
Duplantini. I love the Italian people. You know what Kathy did the other night? She's happy, she goes, when she gets happy, she thinks Italian. She goes, let's go eat some pasta. Because it's comfort food.
No, you know what I said? Someone took a picture of us, and I said, oh, look, we look thinner than I thought we were. I said, let's go eat some pasta.
Yeah, it's just the way the camera kind of gets you.
And I like that camera angle, by the way.
Indeed. Anyway, I want to thank all our partners and friends.
Let me read
before
more
we go.
Testimonies.
Okay, but let me
go.
Thank this first. I want to thank all our partners and friends. We couldn't do this without you. Amen. Your faithful financial support is so gracious. And in 48 years of full-time ministry or preaching the gospel, we have never, ever had a financial deficit. Why? Because you did what God told you to do, and I did what God told me to do. Amen. If you'd like to be a partner, you can go to jdm.org. I hope you do. And hit a donate button, give something. Nothing too small, nothing too big. Or you can use PayPal if you want to use those people. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want. You can go to our JDM app and select the giving you desire. Mm-hmm. Or you can mail in just an old-fashioned check like I do a lot of times as things. Yeah. But I hope you do something. We have more projects going on, you know. Someone told me this yesterday. They said, you know, you never think of retiring. I don't have time to think of retiring. The minute when I get everything done, God gives me another project. I mean, Kathy told me, said that I need an event center. Well, that's about $8.5 million.
I want an event center.
Yeah, well, no, you said you need and want both because it's not for us. It's for the church to help people get here so we can feed them and help them and bless them. That's just one of many. See what I'm saying? And we do everything we do debt-free.
Amen.
And so can you. Kathy, read that. If you want to be a partner, jdm.org.
Yes.
Do whatever God tells you to do.
You know, Jesse, a lot of people choose to become partners, and they do select the recurring giving, which helps them as well. People are writing from all over the place. So this is from Akura, Ghana. Says, hi, Jesse and Kathy. Thank you for blessing me. I'm watching from Ghana. Iona says, watching from the Bahamas. Hugo says, I love your ministry. Blessings. And God bless you. I always watch you from Guadalajara, Mexico.
I've never been to Guadalajara.
We haven't been to Mexico.
You can almost speak in tongues when you say that, Guadalajara.
I love the way it just kind of rolls off the tongue.
Just rolls off the tongue, yeah. Go ahead. Well,
and this one says, watching all the way from Zimbabwe, and I just want to thank you for the word you preach. Obedience and being practical in the Word of God is the key in following God. Kathy and Jesse, a mark that cannot be erased, you have given me.
You know what I like?
Wonderful.
I like you called us Kathy and Jesse. like your family. Thank you. Amen. Instead of saying, Reverend Dr. DePlantis, nothing wrong with that. Reverend Dr. Kathy DePlantis, nothing wrong with that. But I just like Kathy and Jesse. Kind of sounds like Kenneth and Gloria. You know, I like that. I like people calling me by my first name. That is my name.
It's better than some other names.
Yes. We had a lot of people call us other things.
Anna says, this is the best boardroom chat that I have ever listened to. Thanks, Jesse and Kathy. It must have been the one from last week. Thank you for letting us know that you like it.
Oh, man, it's such a blessing.
This last one is from YouTube. It says, I attended your Australia tour when you were in Brisbane, Brother Jesse and Pastor Kathy. Thank you for your yes to Jesus.
Well, it just blessed us.
And let me tell you, that thing, we love being in Australia.
We went over there, and it cost a ton of money to fly over there. My God, I mean, you're talking like, we didn't care. God met that, went over and above and beyond. That's the kind of God we serve.
Let's go.
We just said, let's go, let's do it.
And we're going to London and to Scotland very soon. You'll see details.
If you're not on our mailing list, get on our mailing list and you'll get our magazine. You can do that digitally or you can do it with paper if you want to. That way you know where we are at all times and maybe you can come and we can meet you personally.
But there are some times, Jesse, that like in this London and Scotland meeting, those were booked after the magazine went out. So if you're going to get the June and July magazine, the June magazine, you may not see this in there, but we always put everything up to date on social media. That's why it's important to go to our website or to social media and see the events. So the Scotland event details are coming soon.
Yeah, we're going to Edinburgh, Scotland.
Yes.
I love Scotland.
But going back to see Pastor Sherry Haddon.
Oh, yes, and that's a great church.
We've been there many, many times. And we're going back to Harvest Church in London. I think that one's already been posted on social media. Those of you that are in the area, come. In fact, go there if you haven't been to London in a while.
And my great friend,
yes,
Brother Rodney Howard Brown will be in London the same. I'm only going to be there for that Sunday, and you know, then I got to get back to America, and I got me, and I think Sunday or Monday. But he's having a meeting there too, so if you get a chance to go see Rodney,
he's doing a big event there. And if you look at his site, I'm sure that you.
I'm telling you, they're wonderful people. They're blessings of the Lord. We love Rodney and Adonica. I've been knowing him for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Thank you once again for being a partner to this ministry. I tell you what, I'm amazed. You'll never be a day without prayer. Me and Kathy prayed for our partners this morning. We do that in our daily devotions.
Amen.
Until next time, happy anniversary, Kathy.
Thank you, Jesse.
You thought I was going to cut off right
there. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I love you, Jesse.
I love you too, Kathy.
You don't roll your eyes when you say that.
I didn't roll my eyes. I was just making a joke. Oh, she real touchy about that. Touchy. Hey, Leroy.
He thinks he has to joke about it.
Hey, Leroy Thompson. Thank you, man. We're doing good. We're doing better. What a blessing.
He's calling those things that be not as though they were.
Yes, that's true. Hallelujah. She'll probably have some pasta tonight.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Till next time. We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.